gossips in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News in Shoes.
Thank you for joining The Healthy Way. I am Dr. Roy Spicer, biochemist and water quality specialist with Clean Water Revival in Stuart, Florida. With my co-host, Kim Jones, pharmacist with Prescription and Wellness Shop of Stuart, Florida. You have been listening today to The Healthy Way. Thank you for joining us. I am Dr. Roy Spicer of Clean Water Revival with my co-host Kim Jones of Prescription and Wellness Shop. For more information, the toll-free number is 800-444-3563. Again, 800-444-3563. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for more on how to improve your overall well-being. Be well.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Wave your hands and call that beautiful name, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Sing it to him. Call on that name.
Jesus. Call him Jesus.
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 Oh, Jesus. One more time over your children. Call that name, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Over your going out of common and call that name.
Oh, Jesus.
Over your seat, call that name.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Your presence makes me
whole. Your presence makes me whole.
Your presence makes me whole.
Your presence makes me whole.
Your name is healing.
Your name.
Your name is power.
It's power.
Your name is power.
Your name is mighty.
It's mighty.
Set above all names.
You are glorious.
You are glorious.
We adore you.
And we adore.
Oh, Jesus. Say your name is healing.
Your name is
healing.
Your name is power.
Your name is power. It's mightier than any force.
Your name is mighty.
Above all names.
Above all names.
You are glorious.
You are glorious. And we adore you.
Oh, your hands one more time. Call that name. Oh, Jesus. Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Wonderful name.
Jesus.
The name is healing. Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Call that name of a depressive Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I need Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Tell somebody, God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Surely the heavens declare the glory of God. The open skies proclaim the work of His hands. They never stop putting His knowledge on display. All through the night and through the day, listen to the stars sing. We are the dreamers from the other side. We are the dancers who cannot be denied. We are messengers that no one can hide. And there's no language on earth where their voices are not heard. They sing, people, people, surely the Lord lives. People, people, heaven and earth are His. People, people, lift your souls in wonder, in wonder. Stars watch the sky and angels gather the weather. Call to the loveless, the restless, the dim. The King is alive, the King is alive, the King is alive, yeah. We are the stars, and if we're to shine, we'll hold out the truth as we lift up the light. We are worshippers that no one can hide. And there's no language on earth where His praises are not heard. We sing, people, people, surely the Lord lives. People, people, heaven and earth are His. People, people, lift your souls in wonder, in wonder. People, people, surely the Lord lives. People, people, heaven and earth are His. People, people, lift your souls in wonder, in wonder. No language on earth where His praises are not heard. We sing, surely the Lord lives. Heaven and earth are His. Lift your souls in wonder, in wonder. People, people, surely the Lord lives. People, people, heaven and earth are His. People, people, lift your souls in wonder,
in wonder.
People, people, surely the Lord lives. People, people, heaven and earth are His. People, people, lift your souls in wonder, in wonder.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through rain? raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us, when darkness seems to win, this is not, this is not our home. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if my disappointments or the aching of this life is the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy? And what if trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, all your mercies in disguise?
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Today, Chuck Swindoll introduces a new biographical study on the fascinating life of Esther.
Just because God is invisible in no way means that he lacks anything in his invincibility. And that is the main lesson of the book of Esther. Though absent from the pages by name, he is nevertheless present in every character and in every movement of historical events.
No other book in the Bible bears this distinction. It's the only one that never mentions the name of God, nor does the author point to obvious miracles or signs from heaven. Even so, Esther's compelling story clearly illustrates the hand of God in preserving the nation of Israel forever. We're glad you're with us for today's Insight for Living, because Chuck Swindoll is launching a new biographical study called Esther, A Woman of Strength and Dignity. Throughout this study, we'll be reminded that God may be silent, but he's always at work. Chuck titled today's message, God's Invisible Providence.
God's presence is not nearly as eloquent as his absence. His voice, as important as it is at times, is not nearly as intriguing as his silence. Who of us has not had the experience of longing for a word from God, or a sense of his presence, or a hint of his power so that our physical eyes could grasp all that, only to find that he seems absent from the moment? And yet later on we realized how very present he was. It was far back in 1867 when the Scottish preacher and poet put the words together, immortal, invisible, God only wise. In light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. And I love that, unresting, unhasting, and silent as light. Nor wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Just because God is invisible in no way means that he lacks anything in his invincibility. And that is the main lesson of the book of Esther. Though absent from the pages by name, he is nevertheless present in every character and in every movement of historical events, and finally brings everything to a marvelous climax as he proves himself Lord of his people, the Jews. But first, let's learn a little theology before we learn some history from the book of Esther. My Bible is open to Romans chapter 11, the last part of the chapter, because I want us to gain an understanding, a deeper understanding of God, so that we might grasp a greater appreciation for a book that never once names his name, that is so like life. I'm looking at verse 33 of Romans 11. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. I can't help but believe that Paul, in writing the letter to the Romans, didn't take pen in hand and bear down hard on the parchment as he wrote verse 33 of chapter 11, bringing to a climax this grand doctrinal treatise, this personal credo of the apostle. First, please observe that God has a mind, described in verse 33 as unsearchable judgments. Unsearchable says it best. It defies the human mind to find the depths of the mind of God. His judgments are, the text reads, unsearchable. Theologians will spend a lifetime searching out the traits, the characteristics, the hand of God in all Scripture and in all of time, and they will end their lives expressing without reservation that they have hardly scratched the surface. This is never true of a human being. This is always true of God. We can plumb the depths of another's mind. We cannot begin to scratch the surface of the unsearchable judgments of God. As the prophet Isaiah wrote from God, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, Isaiah 55, 9. Look at verse 34. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who became his counselor? Those words first fell from the lips of one of Job's questioners, and later the prophet himself. He asks with negative answer in mind, who has known the mind of the Lord? No one. Who has ever given God counsel? No one. His mind, his judgments are unsearchable. Mark that down in your mind and never forget it. God also has a will, called here, verse 33, unfathomable ways. No human being can predict, can plumb the depths of God's will. we cannot unravel the tapestry of his plan. And yet God never once knows frustration. He never once makes an observation of this world and scratches his head, if you please, wondering what in the world he's going to do next with a people like us, or with a nation that seems at odds with itself, or with another nation. And yet God can be known deeply in the heart. One theologically minded man wrote this, that God can be known by the soul in tender personal experience while remaining infinitely aloof from the curious eyes of reason constitutes a paradox. If you come toward God with sheer reason in mind, you will find yourself stiff-armed, at a loss to understand his ways. They are unfathomable. But if you come with open heart in faith, you will find him there with open arms, ready to accept, to receive, and to fill you with power. And that's next. The power of God. It is implied here, but it is stated so beautifully in Daniel chapter 4. So turn from the New Testament back to the Old, from the writing of an apostle to the writing of a prophet. From Paul's words to Daniel's words, Daniel 4, and I'm looking toward the end of the chapter. When we think of the power of God, I think the words sovereign control say it best. God is in sovereign control, not only of the events in Paul's day, not only of the events in Daniel's day, God is in sovereign control in our own day. And in the midst of those circumstances that today have you baffled, wondering what you're going to do or even how you're going to go on, God's mind, which is beyond searching, his will, which is beyond measurement, it is unfathomable, works, these things work their way out into life in his power, which reveals itself in sovereign control. A little bit of history. This comes on the heels of an incredible experience in the life of a man named Nebuchadnezzar. He was a king. He thought he ruled the world. The world in his day was Babylon, this vast empire that had taken over not only other kingdoms, but had even consumed the people of Judah, the people of God. One day he considered himself responsible for all of his achievements, and he strutted about his kingdom with great delight, with great conceit and arrogance. And just as the prophet had predicted, he fell in